भक्ति संगत वेलकम टू भक्ति संगत जपर कॉन्फ्रेंस सो टुडेस क्लास विल बी गिवन बाय हिज ग्रेस आदि गदाधर दास प्रभु जी ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ कृष्ण चैतन्य लीला आदि खंड चैप्टर 7 आई थिंक
यस माताजी
द 7 I don't know the word. I forgot the word. So sorry. I was trying to remember. I but forget. So,
more than 16.
Go ahead.
Verse 116, Mataji. Verse
116. Yeah. Verse 116. One word. Please forgive me, Prabhuji, for all this forgetfulness. And Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. I wish you so profound, I wish you Guru Maharaj. Thank you very, very much for enlightening and giving us your very good time and association. Please take over the call now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kamadagi Mataji. Let's get started. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण डियर डिवोटीज माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस टू ऑल ऑफ यू वंस अगेन माय सिंसियर ग्रेटिट्यूड टू प्रीतिविलासिनी माताजी फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक ऑन श्री चैतन्य भागवत वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रील वृंदावन दास ठाकुर्स glorious literature called Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And we are reading from the Adi Khanda, There are three khandas. There is Adi, Madhya, and Shesha. We're reading from the first division, the Adi Khanda, chapter 7, verse number 116. Ekabara ye sutra padhiya prabhu jaye, arabara uladhiya sabare thekaye. This is description of little Nimai. He is a young boy, school going age, and he must be around 5 or 6 years old. I'm thinking. And usually at the age of 5, the children would begin in the Vedic culture, they would begin their education, formal education. So Nimai is at that age where he should be starting his formal education. And when he started his education, Nimai was very much absorbed in studies. He would not leave his books even for a moment. But a great tragedy had just taken place in the family. A tragedy from the point of view of parental love. But from the point of view of Paramartha, from the spiritual point of view, it was a very glorious deed. But this glorious deed of taking sannyas is considered to be a great tragedy from the laukik point of view. There is laukik perspective and there is paralaukik perspective. From the paralaukik perspective, it was great. Great deed. Great accomplishment to take sannyas at such a young age of 16 years. Our Nimai Vishwambhar's elder brother, Vishwaroop, Sri Vishwaroop, he took sannyas just few days ago. He took sannyas and he left home. In those days, sannyasis would continuously travel. So they did not have any fixed place of residence, and it was a rule that a sannyasi would never stay in the village where he belonged, so that there will be no contact with the family. So Sri Vishwaroop taking sannyas meant that Jagannath Mishra and Shashi Mata would never see him again. Therefore, in those days, in the Vedic culture, sannyas was called social death. To take sannyas means it is social death. Vishwaroop took sannyas, and Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, out of their parental love, they were drowning in an ocean of sorrow. On the other hand, Nimai began his education, and all the time Nimai was with books. He was studying books. So let us see what happens. Ekabara ye sutra padhiya prabhu jaye, arabara uladhiya sabare thekaye. Our Nimai Vishwambhar, ekabara ye sutra padhiya prabhu jaye. If Nimai read a sutra, there are Panini sutras in Sanskrit language. There are several thousands of them which need to be memorized. I think there are 3,000 or 5,000 sutras that need to be memorized. Once Nimai would read a sutra and he would never forget. He was Shrutidhar. Once he would hear or read and he would never forget it. And he was able to explain it, understand the meaning, explain it. And based on that sutra, he could defeat any arguments. He could defeat everyone else. 117. Dekhiya apurva buddhi sabe prashamse, sabe bole dhanya pita mata hai na vamshe. Dekhiya apurva buddhi, apurva. This unprecedented, unparalleled intelligence, apurva buddhi. when people saw this never before seen divine extraordinary intelligence of Nimai, sabai prashamse, they all started doing prashamsa, they all started doing glorification, or they started appreciating, praising. Prashamsa means praise. They praised this wonderful intelligence and they declared, sabai bole, they all declared, dhanya pita mata he navamshe. Glorious are the parents of this child who is so intelligent, so divinely intelligent. All glories to his parents. Dhanya pita mata. Santoshe kahena sabe jagannatha sthane tumita kritartha mishra ehena nandane. Santoshe, with great pleasure, with great satisfaction, all the people, they told Jagannath Mishra, tumita kritartha mishra. O Jagannath Mishra, you are most fortunate. Ehena nandane. You have such a wonderful son. Such a wonderful son like Nimai. You are all most fortunate. E mata su buddhi shishu nahi tribhuvane brihaspati jini yahaibe adhyayane. The people told Jagannath Mishra, O Vipravar, O leader of all the Brahmanas, Jagannath Mishra, E mata subuddhi shishu nahi tribhuvane. In the three worlds, in the higher planetary systems, in the lower planetary systems, and in the middle planetary systems. Bhur, bhuva, swar. In the three planetary systems, E mata subuddhi shishu nahi. There is no one who has such subuddhi, such divine intelligence as your child. In fact, Brihaspati Jiniya, he can defeat Brihaspati. He can win over Brihaspati. Adhyayane. As far as learning is concerned, oh, your son is greater than Brihaspati. Now imagine, this Nimai is just a 5-6 year old lad. Shunilei sarva artha apane vakhane. Tana phaki vakhani te. Nareko na jane. Jagannath Mishra's friends are telling Jagannath Mishra, your son can explain the meaning of anything. Shunilei sarva artha apane vakhane. He just hears some things once, he understands it, and he can explain it also immediately. Perfectly, he can explain. And no one can defeat him. Tana phaki vakhanite nare kona jane. No one can defeat him as far as explanations, reasoning, logic is concerned. No one can defeat your son. Shuniya putrera guna janani harisha mishra puna chitte bada haya vimarisha. Hearing all this glorification of her darling child, Srimati Shachi Mata, she became very happy. Janani Harisha, she became Harshit, she became very happy. Janani means mother. Mother Shachi became very happy. Shuniya Putrera Guna, hearing the glorification of the divine qualities of her son, she became very happy. Mother became very happy, Shachi Mata became very happy, but father Jagannath Mishra became very sad. Mishra puna chitte bada haya vimarisha. Vimarisha. Mother became Harisha, happy, and father became Vimarisha. Father became very morose at heart. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj writes in the purport that Vimarisha means morose. He became very sad. Jagannath Mishra became very sad. But his wife, Srimati Shachi Devi, she became very happy that her son Nimai was being glorified like this. Shachi prati bole Jagannatha Mishra vara eho putra narahibe samsara bhitara. Hare Krishna. Jagannath Mishra is telling his wife, शची प्रति बोले जगन्नाथ मिश्र वर। What did Jagannath Mishra say to Mother Shachi, to his wife Shachi Devi? Eho putra narahi be samsara bhitara. Our Jagannath Mishra var says, Eho putra narahi be samsara bhitara. Oh, my dear Shachi Devi, my dear wife, our son Nimai is not going to remain in family life. He will not remain at home. ऐ मात विश्वरूप पढ़ी सर्व शास्त्र जानिया संसार सत्य नहे तिल मात्र। आवर एल्डर सन श्री विश्वरूप ही स्टडीड ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स। ऐ मात विश्वरूप पढ़ी सर्व शास्त्र ही स्टडीड ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स पढ़ी सर्व शास्त्र जानीला संसार सत्य नहे तिल मात्र। एंड बिकॉज ऑफ स्टडिंग द शास्त्र ही अंडरस्टूड बाय रीडिंग द रिवील्ड स्क्रिप्चर लाइक श्रीमद भागवतम। श्री विश्वरूप अंडरस्टूड दैट दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज टेम्पररी, इट इज नॉट What does Lord Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Of that which is temporary, there is no endurance. And that which is eternal, there is no diminution. But this material world, because it is material world, it is repeatedly created, maintained, destroyed. Created, maintained, and destroyed. It is not stable. It is not stable. जानीला संसार सत्य नहे तिल मात्र। ये संसार इतना भी सत्य नहीं है, तिल मात्र, एक तिल के बराबर भी सत्य नहीं है, ये कुछ भी सत्य नहीं है इस संसार में। नथिंग इज परमानेंट इन दिस वर्ल्ड, एवरीथिंग इज टेम्पररी। दिस श्री विश्वरूप अंडरस्टूड बिकॉज ऑफ स्टडिंग शास्त्र। So by understanding Shastra, we should develop Vairagya. If by studying Shastra one is thinking, now I will teach this Shastra and I will earn money, or I will teach this Shastra and I will become famous, I will become respected, I will teach this Shastra to create followers. Followers, popularity, fame, and money. Are these nitya or they are anitya? They are anitya. All these three things are anitya. If someone has really studied Shastra, that person will understand that these are anitya. I should not be running after these things. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartameka purusha purana श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीर धारी कृपां बुधिर्यत तमहं प्रपद्ये। वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योगा शिक्षार्थम। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु कम टू टीच अस वैराग्य एंड विद्या। वैराग्य एंड विद्या नेचुरली फॉलो भक्ति, दे आर ऑलवेज अकंपनिंग भक्ति। वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजित जनयति आसु वैराग्य ज्ञानम चयद अहेतुकम। दिस इज अ फैक्ट दैट वेयर देयर इज वासुदेव भक्ति, वेयर देयर इज कृष्ण भक्ति, देयर इज वैराग्य एंड विद्या। सो इफ वी डोंट हैव नॉलेज अबाउट कृष्ण बाय स्टडिंग श्रीमद भागवतम, भगवद गीता, चैतन्य चरितमृत, दैट मीन्स वी आर नॉट रियल डिवोटीज। A real devotee will want to study the scriptures and get authentic knowledge about the Ishta. If we love someone, we want to know about that person, isn't it? That is a sign of love, to be interested. I want to know what Radha and Krishna are doing. How is their Vrindavan? What are the different types of forests in Vrindavan? What are the names of the gopis who are serving? What do Radha and Krishna do? I want to know so that I can serve my Radha and Krishna at home like that, in that mood. either in the form of deities or in my heart. So devotee is interested. Like just like people are interested in stock market or cryptocurrency or how the market is doing or how the news is or what is going on, how the money is growing. They want to know, they keep looking at their 401k, upar hai ki niche hai, going up or going down, all the time. Keep checking. What is the stock today? What is the stock market today? Why? Because they are attached to money. So if we are attached to Krishna, we want to know, what is Krishna doing? Oh, it's 11:30. In the Ashtakali Lila, what is going on? Are they together at Radhakund yet? So a devotee, a sincere devotee, will want to know about Krishna. That is Vidya. Vidya comes from studying Shastra. And Vairagya, when there is attachment to Krishna, naturally there is detachment from the material world. So Sri Jagannath Mishra is saying that our child Vishwarup, he studied the scriptures and he understood the temporary nature of this world. A Brahma Stambha Paryantam Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat Satyam Satyam Punah Satyam Harer Namayam Kirtan. Okay, clearly it is said. Samsara Satya Nahe Tila Matra. This samsara is not Satya. Verse 124. Sarva Shastra Marma Jani Vishwarupa Dhira Anitya Samsara Haite Haila Bahira. Beautiful, beautiful Siddhanta. Sarva Shastra Marma Jani Vishwarupa Dhira Anitya Samsara Haite Haila Bahira. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Anityam Asukham Lokam Imam Praptya Bhajasvama. This world is Anityam Asukham. It is temporary and it is devoid of real happiness. Anityam Asukham Lokam. Sarva Shastra Marma Jani Vishwarupa Dhira. Vishwarup, because he is very dhir, he is a sober person. He is a pure devotee. He understood. Dhira means pure devotee. Dhiras tatrana muhyati. Dehi nospin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptis dhiras tatrana muhyati. Only a pure devotee is not bewildered. Anitya samsara haite haila bahira. He understood the essential teaching of the scriptures that this world is transitory, transient and temporary. He is sober minded, dhir. And therefore he was able to Bahira. He became Udasin. He became detached. Bahira. He became Bahirmukh towards the samsar. What is our condition? Krishna Bahirmukh Jiva Bhogavan Chakare Nikatastha Mayatare Jhapati Adhare. We have become Krishna Bahirmukh. But Sri Vishwaru bring a pure devotee, he became samsar Bahirmukh. Samsar Bahirmukha Bhakta Krishna Vanchakare. He only wants Krishna. Nikatastha Radha Tare Jhapati Adhare. Then Srimati Radharani will catch us. Yes, this is my maid servant. If we want to serve Krishna, Radharani is recruiting. There is vacancy. Recruitment is going on. Recruitment is going on. Radharani has sent her recruiters. Who is Gurudev? Gurudev is Radha Priya Sakhi. Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj always said, we should always look at Gurudev as Radha Priya Sakhi. Our Guru Maharaj is Radha Priya Sakhi. Our Guru Maharaj is a Palya Dasi of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani, Srimati Radharani has sent her recruiter to this material world to recruit maid servants for Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari, for Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. Anitya samsara haite haila bahira. So a devotee becomes detached from the material world. You see, when we are walking, to take one step forward, we have to lift that step from where it was. Aage badhne ke liye, we have to keep moving ahead. So we cannot say, no, I will keep leg here only, but I want to move ahead. No. If you want to march towards Krishna, you have to get detached from the material world. एहो यदि सर्वशास्त्रे हैबे ज्ञानवान छाड़िया संसार सुख करीबे पयान। श्री जगन्नाथ मिश्रा आउट ऑफ हिज इंटेंस लव फॉर निमाय ही इज थिंकिंग इफ दिस बॉय निमाय ऑल्सो बिकम्स वेल वर्स्ड इन द शास्त्र, एहो यदि सर्वशास्त्रे हैबे ज्ञानवान, इफ ही बिकम्स ज्ञानवान, what happens to a jnanavan person? Bahunam janvanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. Eho jadi sarva shastre hai be jnanavan chhadiya samsara sukha karibe payan. What will happen? If he becomes well versed in the scriptures, then he actually becomes jnanavan. He gets divya jnan. Then he will give up material happiness. Chhadiya samsara sukha. छाड़िया संसार सुख त्यक्त्वा तूर्णमशेष मंडलपति श्रेणीं सदा तुच्छव भूत्वा दीन गणेशन कौ करुणया कौपीन कंथाश्रितौ गोपी भाव रसामृताब्धि लहरी कल्लोल मग्नौ मुहुर् वंदे रूप सनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्री जीव गोपालकौ। अवर गोस्वामीज देवर मंडलपतीज, रूप सनातन गोस्वामी, दास गोस्वामी, देवर मंडलपतीज, बट दे लेफ्ट एवरीथिंग फॉर द सर्विस ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। कृष्ण प्रेम कृष्ण भक्ति सेवा प्रवर्तन लुप्त तीर्थ उद्धार आर वैराग्य शिक्षण। दिस वॉज द ऑर्डर ऑफ महाप्रभु। टू फुलफिल दिस ऑर्डर दे वेंट टू वृंदावन टू राइट बुक्स। लुप्त तीर्थ उद्धार टू एक्सकेवेट राधाकुंड श्यामकुंड। अवर दास गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी, रूप गोस्वामी, बिल्डिंग राधा मदन मोहन टेम्पल, राधा गोविंद देव टेम्पल, राइटिंग बुक्स अबाउट कृष्ण प्रेम कृष्ण भक्ति सेवा प्रवर्तन, एस्टैब्लिशिंग सेवा ऑफ श्री विग्रह इन दिस टेम्पल्स। लुप्त तीर्थ उद्धार आर वैराग्य शिक्षण। वैराग्य शिक्षण टू डेमोन्स्ट्रेट एंड टीच द आइडियल बिहेवियर ऑफ अ वैरागी। दे वेंट, दे लेफ्ट एवरीथिंग। त्यक्त्वा तूर्णम अशेष मंडलपति श्रेणीम सदा तुच्छवत्। दे लेफ्ट बिहाइंड ऑल देयर मनी वेल्थ फैमिली क्लोथ्स ज्वेल्स एवरीथिंग सर्वेंट्स गिव एवरीथिंग अप। छाड़िया संसार सुख करीबे पायान एंड ही विल लीव होम, ही विल लीव होम एंड गो। एई पुत्र सबे दुई जनेर जीवन इहारे ना देखिले तुई जनेर मरण। श्री जगन्नाथ मिश्रा इन हिज इंटेंस एक्स्टैटिक लव फॉर हिज डिवाइन सन निमाय ही सेइंग दिस सन इज आवर लाइफ एंड सोल। एई पुत्र सबे दुई जनेर जीवन, for both of us he is our life and soul. If we don't see him we will both certainly die. Iharana dekhile dui janero maran, will die if we cannot, if we don't see him, our nimai. Ataiva ihara padiya karya nai murkha haiya ghare mora rahu ka nimai. Shri Jagannath Mishra is saying about his son nimai. Ataiva, therefore, because if you study his, he will develop vairagya, he will understand this material world is nonsense, it's anityam asukham lokam dukkhalayam ashashvatam. He will not want to get entangled in this material world, he will want to leave and go. Like the sons of Daksha Prajapati. When they got satsang with Shripad Narad Muni, they understood this material world is phaltu place. We don't want to get entangled. We want to go. We want to become vairagis. They became Bhakti Vedantas. So let Nimai, Murkha here means he should not study. He should not study. Dhiras Vadati Vishnaye Vishnave. Murkho Vadati Vishnaye Dhira Vadati Vishnave. Ubhayohi tu samam punyam bhavagrahi janardana. So Murkho Vadati Vishnaye Dhira Svadati Vishnave. So Dhira is a person who is well educated, and here Murkha is a person who is not educated in Sanskrit grammar, in Vyakaran. So here also मूर्ख है या घरे मोर राहु का निमाई. जगन्नाथ मिश्र इज नॉट कॉलिंग हिज सन निमाई दैट ही शुड बिकम यू नो फूल इन द सेंस ऑफ दैट वर्ड मूर्ख, नॉट लाइक दैट, बट लेट हिम बी अनएजुकेटेड, नो प्रॉब्लम. दैट इज वॉट श्री जगन्नाथ मिश्र सिंह, लेट आवर निमाई बी अनएजुकेटेड, मूर्ख, लेट हिम बी एट होम, घरे राहु का निमाई, लेट हिम स्टे एट होम विद अस, बिकॉज इफ ही गोज वी विल लूज हिम, ही विल टेक सन्यास लाइक विश्वरूप. शची बोले मूर्ख हईले जीवे को के मने, मूर्खे रे तो कन्या ओ ना दिबे को न जने. शची माता इन हर मैटर्नल मूड शी सेज, बट इफ निमाई रिमेन्स अनएजुकेटेड हाउ विल ही सर्वाइव इन दिस वर्ल्ड, हाउ विल ही गेट हिज सोर्स ऑफ इनकम, जीविका, वॉट विल ही डू इफ इज अनएजुकेटेड. फर्दर मोर मूर्खे रता कन्या ओ ना दिबे को न जने, who will offer their kanya, their daughter in marriage to someone who is uneducated. Look, Shachi Mata's love. Shachi Mata's love. Mishra bole tumi ta abodha viprasuta, harta karta bharta krishna sabara rakshita. So when Shri Jagannath Mishra says, if Nimai studies, he will understand the temporary nature of this material world. He will not want to get entangled in this material world. And he will take sannyas following in the footsteps of his elder brother Vishwarup. So let him not study. Let him be at home with us. It's okay if he's uneducated. Shachi Mata said, what are you saying, Patidev? What are you saying? How can we keep him uneducated? If he's uneducated, what work will he do? How will he earn his livelihood? Besides, who will give their daughter in marriage to our son Nimai if he's not educated? When Shachi Mata brings up these two points, how will he earn and who will give him daughter in marriage if he is uneducated? Look what Jagannath Mishra says. Shri Jagannath Mishra tells Srimati Shachi Mata, Mishra bole tumi ta abodha viprasuta, harta karta bharta krishna sabara rakshita. Shri Jagannath Mishra replies to Srimati Shachi Devi, tumi ta abodha viprasuta, you are the daughter of a Brahman, that Nilambar Chakravarti. But it appears you are abodha. You are not very intelligent, Shachi Devi. What are you saying? That if he doesn't get education, he will not get money. If he doesn't get education, he will not get a good wife. Education, education, what is this? Is education supreme personality of Godhead or is Krishna supreme personality of Godhead? Harta karta bharta krishna sabara rakshita. It is Krishna who is the doer. It is Krishna who is the controller. It is Krishna who is the maintainer. And it is Krishna who is the protector of all living entities. Sabara, everyone. Not just for the Brahmins. Krishna is not just Namo Brahmanya Devaya. No, Krishna is Jagannath. Krishna is Jagannath. He is Sapkanath. Harta karta bharta krishna sabara rakshita. Krishna is the doer, controller, maintainer and protector of all living entities. Jagat poshan kare jagatera, jagat poshan kare jagatera nath, pandite poshaye ke ba kahila toma. Jagannath Mishra is asking Srimati Shachi Mata, the Supreme Lord, Jagateranath, Jagannath, the Supreme Lord maintains the entire universe. Jagata poshana kare Jagateranath. Jagatera poshana kare Shri Jagannath. Jagannath is the maintainer of the entire universe. Who told you that good education can maintain people? Panditya poshaye. No, Krishna is the poshan. Krishna does poshan. Who is teaching you that panditya poshaye keba kahila toma? Who is teaching you this philosophy that it is education that is maintaining all of us? No, it is Krishna who is maintaining. Kiba murkha ki pandita jahara yekhane, kanya likhi yache Krishna se hai be apane. Whether one is a educated person or whether one is uneducated or one is educated, whether one is scholar or whether one is a fool. The person will marry whichever girl Krishna has sanctioned for him. Look at Sri Jagannath Mishra. Kiba murkha ki pandita jahara yekhane kanya likhi yache Krishna se haibe apane. Whichever girl Krishna has sanctioned, that girl will marry Nimai. What is this education, education, education? You don't have faith in Krishna or what? Who is teaching you this philosophy? Kula vidya adi upa lakshana sakala sabare poshaye Krishna Krishna sarva bala. Aha. What Siddhanta? We should memorize these verses. This is Siddhanta. This is Siddhanta. Harta karta bharta Krishna sabara rakshita. Mishra bole tumita abodha viprasuta. Jagat poshana kare jagate ranat. Pandite poshaye keba kahila tomat. Kiba murkha ki pandita jahara ye khane. Kanya likhi yache Krishna. Se haibe apane. Whichever girl Krishna has sanctioned, that girl will marry our Nimai. Kula vidya adi upa lakshana sakala sabare poshaye Krishna Krishna sarva bala. Education, birth and other qualities, these are superficial. Kula vidya adi, this family, aristocratic family, money, education, family relatives, upalakshana sakala, they are all superficial qualities. Upalakshana sakala, they are all superficial qualities. Sabare poshaye Krishna. But who does poshan? It is Krishna. Sabara poshaye Krishna, Krishna sarvabal. And Krishna is the strength of everyone. Balam balavatam chaham. Krishna is the strength of the strong. Now, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 10 topics. Bhagavad Gita has 5 topics. What are the 5 topics of Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavan, Ishwar, Jiva, Prakriti, Karma and Kal. These are the 5 principal topics taught by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Ishwar or Bhagavan, Jiva, Prakriti, Kal and Karma. Srimad Bhagavatam, however, deals with 10 topics. Srimad Bhagavatam deals with 10 topics. In the second canto, Srila Suta Goswami explains, Atra sarga visargasya sthanam poshanam uttaya manvantare shanukatha nirodho muktirashraya. There are 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. One of the topics is poshanam. Atra sarga visargasya sthanam poshanam. Poshanam. Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us examples how Krishna nourishes, uplifts and maintains his devotees. Therefore, Sri Jagannath Mishra saying, Sabare poshaya Krishna, Krishna sarva bala. Kula vidya adi upa lakshana sakala. So now I want to know from all of you, my dear friends, few examples from Srimad Bhagavatam. Raise your hand, which prove different examples how Krishna nourished his devotees, uplifted them, maintained them. Devotee was at a lower level, but Krishna poshan karke uddhar kiya. Lord Krishna nourishes his devotees with devotion and uplifts them. Uplifts them. Yes, Barsana Chitra Mataji?
Hare Krishna Prabhu Jitandar Pramdis Janeshwar Gauranga.
Hare Krishna Janeshwar Gauranga Prabhu.
Yes, the story of Sudama, where Krishna bestowed upon him so much wealth and everything. So he maintained his own house.
Yes, very nice example. And yes, Nivedita Mataji.
Hi, Krishna Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji. Okay. Pandavas, they are the example that Krishna helped them in every aspect of their life.
Yes, yes. Very nice example. Sudevi Mataji.
Mataji, Prabhuji, I think Ajamila.
What about Ajamil? Can you explain?
That he was a Brahmana before, and then he saw a prostitute. And then he started enjoying with the prostitute. But still, even though he was enjoying with the prostitutes, still he chanted Lord's name and Lord's name
Narayan. Chanted Narayan, yeah. And what happened?
And then the Vishnudevas came and saved him.
And then what happened to Ajamil after he was saved?
He thanked them.
Then what did he do? Did he become a devotee after that? Did Ajamil become a devotee after being saved by?
He did become a devotee.
He did become a devotee. Yes, he became a devotee. Very good. What is your name?
Sudevi.
Sudevi. Very nice. Sudevi, do you know who is Sudevi? You know the names of Radharani's friends?
Yes.
So what are the names of Radharani's friends? Is someone named Sudevi also?
Yes.
Yes. Sudevi is one of the Ashtasakhis, the eight main friends of Srimati Radharani.
Yes.
Like Lalita, Vishakha,
Indrika, Chitra, Sudevi, Rangadevi, and Radharani.
Wow. Very good, Sudevi. Very nice. So good example. Huh? So Ajamil became a devotee. Krishna made him a nice devotee. So that is Poshan. He protected him from the Yamdutas. Yamdutas are very scary. They came to punish him. That big teeth, big nails. Their hair was like red in color, standing like this. Yeah, they came to scare Ajamil and to punish him. Because Ajamil was very sinful. But then Krishna protected. That is example of Poshan. Poshan means to protect, to nourish. Very nice. Thank you, Sudevi. Yes, Sarmishta Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji,
is it Putana?
Yes, Putana also can be an example of Poshanam. But Poshanam specifically refers to the devotees, those who approach Krishna with devotion and Krishna protects them, nourishes them and uplifts them. That upliftment should be there.
Prabhuji, is it Prahlad Maharaj?
Yes, Prahlad Maharaj is a very good example. How Krishna... Prahlad is a classical example of Poshanam. Yes, Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Poshanam. Yes.
Gajendra,
another fantastic example from Srimad Bhagavatam, Poshanam. And Anuradha Mataji?
Vritrasura Prabhu.
Vritrasura also, yes. Very nice example. Yes. Harima Mataji?
Dhruv
Maharaj also example of Poshanam, yes. And Chandan Sharma Prabhu?
Prabhuji, like Krishna sent Uddhav to Badrika Ashram to get association or to be there.
Krishna sent Uddhav to Badrika Ashram to give association.
Okay.
Uddhav was more advanced than the sadhus living at Badrika Ashram. Krishna sent Uddhav to Vrindavan to get association.
Prabhuji, the wives of the Brahmanas at Mathura.
Yes.
They got opportunity to serve Krishna.
That is Poshanam. That is Poshanam. They were doing Poshanam to Krishna by feeding Krishna, and Krishna was doing Poshanam to them by giving them Krishna Prem. So yes, that's a very good example. So like that. And then yes, Vishakha Mataji, and then last Purnima Mataji. Vishakha Mataji, go ahead.
Parikshit Maharaj.
Yes, Parikshit Maharaj also was protected by Krishna. In the form of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Before his birth.
Huh?
Before his birth, even he was protected. So since that time, so that way.
No, I didn't understand. What did you say, Mataji?
Before his birth, even like the, when Ashwatthama.
Oh, before his birth. Okay. Yes. That is a even better example. Yes. And Purnima Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, Draupadi Devi, when she had to feed Durvasa Rishi and Draupadi Devi.
Yes, very fantastic example. Draupadi Devi. Yes, these are all examples of Poshanam. So therefore, Sri Jagannath Mishra is saying, Kula Vidya Adi Upa Lakshana Sakala Sabare Poshaye Krishna, Krishna Sarva Bala. Krishna is our strength, Krishna is our maintainer. एक भरोसो एक बल एक आस विश्वास, रामचंद्र घनश्याम चातक तुलसीदास। दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट सिद्धांत। घनश्याम, घन श्याम मीन्स अ डार्क रेनफील्ड क्लाउड, एंड हु इज चातक बर्ड? चातक बर्ड इज अ बर्ड दैट डज नॉट ड्रिंक वॉटर इवन फ्रॉम गंगा। यू कैन गिव द स्वीटेस्ट वॉटर टू चातक बर्ड, चातक बर्ड विल नॉट ड्रिंक। चातक बर्ड विल ओनली ड्रिंक वॉटर फ्रॉम द रेनफील्ड क्लाउड। सो गोस्वामी तुलसीदास जी इज राइटिंग, एक भरोसो एक बल। हियर श्री जगन्नाथ मिश्रा इज सेइंग, सबारे पोषय कृष्ण, कृष्ण सर्व बल। एक भरोसो एक बल, एक आस विश्वास। We have faith and dependence in one Ishta. He is our strength. Our Ishta is our strength. Ek bharoso, ek bal, ek aas, vishwas. Ramchandra Ghanashyam, Chatak Tulsidas. Lord Ramchandra is like a rain-filled cloud. And I, Tulsidas, I am the Chatak bird. My bharosa, my vishwas, my aas, my strength, my bal, everything is Shri Ram. This is devotee. This is Jagannath Mishra saying, Sabare poshay Krishna, Krishna sarva bal. This is very important. Sakshate ekene na dekha amata, padiyao amara ghare kene nahi bhata. This can be directly seen in my life. Now, Jagannath Mishra is not just speaking Siddhanta philosophy, but he is giving examples. Like all of you gave examples of Poshanam. So nobody will doubt that Krishna does Poshanam, because all of you gave such wonderful examples from Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sri Jagannath Mishra is speaking philosophy to Srimati Shachi Devi, but he is substantiating that philosophy with example. And whose example is he giving? He is giving his own example. He says, Shachi Devi, listen. साक्षात केने ना देखे पढ़ाईयो आमारो घरे केने नाही भात। यू कैन डायरेक्टली सी माय एग्जांपल, ओ माय डियर वाइफ, लुक एट माय लाइफ माय डियर वाइफ। ऑल्दो आई एम एजुकेटेड, पढ़ियाओ आमारो, ऑल्दो आई एम एजुकेटेड, नेवरदलेस आई एम पुअर। घरे नाही भात, देयर इज नो राइस इन आवर हाउस। ऑल्दो आई एम सो एजुकेटेड, so how are you saying that education will give money? Bhalamate varna uchcharite o yenare sahasra pandita giya dekhatar dware. Shri Jagannath Mishra is saying, someone else may be unable to properly recite the alphabet, they may not be very educated, yet he may have thousands of scholars at his doorstep. So we see sometimes there are some high school or college dropouts, and they become big, big entrepreneurs. They start big, big companies. I think even Bill Gates also, I think Steve Jobs also, they had left their college. They were college dropouts. And then they became very big businessmen, big, big entrepreneurs or whatever you call them. Big, big, successful executives. And thousands of scholars at their doors. They had thousands of software engineers and hardware engineers at their doorsteps because they have such big companies. So Jagannath Mishra is giving laukik example, example from our day-to-day life around us. See, there are so many people, they may not have very high education, they may not be very learned, but they have thousands of people at it. Even in India, I have seen some ministers, I have seen with my own eyes when I was working in Maharashtra in India, the education minister of Maharashtra, he was practically illiterate fellow. But all the doctors and engineers and everybody, when he used to come, some they used to dean and associate professors, they used to do salam to him. So yeah, this is practically seen in this world. Bhalamate varna uchcharito yenare. They cannot even pronounce. They may not even know the full form of HIV. I'm saying the example because the health minister had come to inspect the HIV facilities in JJ Hospital where I was a doctor. He may not even know what is the difference between HIV and AIDS, but he is the health minister. He's coming and say, inspecting everything. Why? Because he has been elected. He doesn't have education. So he depends on the health secretary, who is, more So there is a bureaucracy and there is a technocracy. There's a difference, bureaucracy and technocracy. So he may not be a technical man, but he has got power. So Jagannath Mishra is giving example. There are so many people, they are not studied, but they have so many educated people at their doorstep. Ataiva vidya adi nakare poshana, Krishna se sabara kare poshana palana. Aha. Therefore, qualities like good education cannot maintain one. It is Krishna alone who nourishes and maintains everyone. Ataiva vidya adi nakare poshan. Vidya doesn't do poshan, Baba. Vidya doesn't do poshan. Ataiva vidya adi nakare poshan. Krishna se sabara kare poshana palana. Krishna does poshan palan, palan poshan. Krishna does. Then there's a Sanskrit verse now. Anayasena maranam vina dainena jivanam anaradhita govinda charanasya katham bhavet. For one who has never worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, anaradhita govinda charanasya, one who has never worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, how is it possible for him to live in comfort and die in peace? Anayasena maranam vina dainena jivanam anaradhita govinda charanasya katham bhavet. How is it possible for such a person to die in peace and live in comfort? So the siddhanta, therefore we must worship the lotus feet of Govinda, Lord Govinda. Anayase maranam jivana dainya vine krishna se vile se haya nahe vidya dhane. That same Sanskrit verse, Srila Vrindavanas Thakur is writing in beautiful, simple Bengali. If one wants to live without poverty and one wants to die peacefully, then he should serve Krishna. Education and wealth will not help. Many times elderly devotees, they are worried, who will take care of us in our old age? Actually, everybody has anxiety. Who will take care of us in our old age? Right? Who will take care of us in our old age? This anxiety is there. The answer is we have to read Shastra and we have to see this world through the eyes of the Shastra, Shastra Chakshu. What is Shastra saying? Anayase marana jivana dainyavine krishna sevile se haya nahe vidya dhane. Krishna sevile se haya nahe vidya dhane. It's not our material qualities like education, wealth that are going to protect us in our times of need, in our old age. It is Krishna Seva that will come to our rescue. Krishna Seva. Krishna can do anything. Krishna can do anything. Anayase marana, to die peacefully, and jivana dainya vina, and to live a life without poverty. This is possible by Krishna Seva. Krishna Sevile Sehaya Nahe Vidya Dhane, not by Vidya. Krishna Kripa Vine Nahe Dukhera Mochana Siddhanta. This we should memorize. Krishna Kripa Vine Nahe Dukhera Mochana Thakila Va Vidya Kula Koti Koti Dhana. Krishna Kripa Vine Nahe Dukhera Mochana. One's distress, one's dukkha cannot be mitigated, cannot be taken away. Krishna Kripa Vine. Without the mercy of Krishna, we cannot get free from distress. Thakila Va Vidya Kula Koti Koti Dhana. Even if one is endowed with high education, good birth and great wealth, our suffering and distress cannot be resolved with our wealth and our big, big family and our high education. Only Krishna can protect us from distress. Only Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna Krishna Rakshamam, Krishna 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Pahimam. Pahimam means Palana Poshan. And Rakshamam means Krishna, please protect. So only Krishna can do that. Now give some examples, my dear friends, of how our education, high education, cannot protect us from distress, from the material world or from the scriptures. How our kula, our family cannot protect us from distress. And koti koti dhan, we may have crores and crores of rupees or dollars. It cannot protect us from distress. Please give examples. Raise your hand. Examples from scriptures or examples from your day-to-day life. So Vishakha Mataji.
Ravan and Duryodhan, because they had all the money, but they were always in Pari, and she was always in distress. Pandavas are more fortunate than him as a person, also they are better, people like them more. And
okay.
Even Ravan.
Yes, yes. Very good example. His cooler, his wealth could not save him. Yes, Purnima Mataji. Dhritarashtra had family. Yes, he had family. Dhritarashtra's brother was a Mahajan. Dhritarashtra's brother was Vidur. Vidur is Yamraj. He's a Mahajan. And Dhritarashtra's uncle, you can say, a father figure, is another Mahajan, Bhishma Dev. So Bhishma Dev was there, Vidur was there, but still his kula, his family, his wealth could not protect him from distress. He experienced so much distress. Okay, that is a good example. Another example of how Vidya, Kula, Dhana cannot protect us from suffering and pain in this world. Sai Vivek Kalivemu?
Yes, Prabhu. Like in COVID-19, we have seen many educated and even rich people, they couldn't save their lives.
Very true. Yes. Sharmishtha Mataji?
Prabhuji, is it Draupadi Devi?
Draupadi Devi was protected. She was saved.
Yes.
Actually, she got Paramananda in the Kuru Sabha, it is explained. Because Krishna became her sari. So our acharyas explain that when Dushyasana was pulling the sari, Draupadi Devi was spinning. But Krishna embraced her in the form of the sari. And Draupadi Devi was not feeling any distress. In fact, she was feeling the loving embrace of Krishna, which is durlabh for the greatest yogis and demigods. The embrace of Krishna, Alingan, that Draupadi Devi was experiencing in the Kuru Sabha. So Draupadi Devi was protected. But here we are saying how wealth, high family connections and high education cannot protect us from the klesh of this material world. Tapatraya, adidevik, adhyatmik, adibhautik klesh. How they befall everyone regardless of your education, your high family and your wealth. How about the presidents of the country and prime minister of the country, JFK? He was the president of the country with all top-notch security, but it couldn't save him from untimely death. Indira Gandhi also, powerful lady. But so there's so many examples. Yes, Nivedita Mataji?
Prabhuji, Durvasa Muni, he was a Brahmin and he was very austere, but still when Sudarshan came, he couldn't, no one can save him from Sudarshan.
Yes, that is also a good example. Yes. Chaturbhuj, Prabhu? Chaturbhuj Chaitanya Prabhu. Wow. Very
Prabhuji,
nice.
Prabhuji, even Karna was a very good archer, but because he was not surrendered to Lord.
His strength could not save him. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
All the actress or actors, they also have wealth and education, whatever, and they have everything. But when the death comes, no one can save them, right?
Yes, yes. When death comes, nobody can save. Very true. Even Steve Jobs, we saw, he had all the best doctors, healthcare at his disposal, but when he was unfortunately afflicted with cancer, nothing could save. We are giving these prominent, famous examples because everyone knows them. But this is happening to all of us, all around us. Everybody is happening. Ahani, ahani, bhutani, gacchanti, hayamalayam. But we are giving prominent examples, not because we have something against them. We respect them for what they are. But we know them. They are famous. That's why we are giving those examples. So, yes. So, Prabhuji, we cannot. Yes, Nivedita Mataji. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanustanam, Prabhuji. I was typing example of Ambani brothers, right? Being wealthiest in the country and then just to settle their family share of the money, they went to court and all, right? So, so much of distress being the wealthiest persons in the whole country.
Yeah. And even Dhirubhai Ambani, very rich, but when he got the stroke, even the best hospitals couldn't save.
Correct.
So we are giving all these examples to make a point that all of us, not just the rich and famous, but all of us, we are subjected to these three types of sufferings. Sufferings caused by our own body, like a blood vessel in the brain blowing up and getting a stroke, or a cancer growing in the pancreas. Dhirubhai Ambani, Steve Jobs, giving example. Or someone else. Who was that fellow who shot President John F. Kennedy, or Mahatma Gandhi, or Rajiv Gandhi, someone just coming and, you know, pretending to touch the feet and blowing up a bomb. So this material, padam padam vipadam, every step, there are dangers caused by our body, by other people, other living entities, and sometimes natural disasters.
Correct.
Natural disasters. You know, we all know that some, you know, devotees, they had gone to New Zealand and a volcano erupted last year. And, you know, two devotees, unfortunately, they got very badly injured and they passed away in New Zealand. They were on a vacation. So these natural disasters in New Orleans also, so many people lost their lives when Hurricane Katrina came. I remember when the tsunami hit Japan and so many coasts, even India, Sri Lanka, hundreds and thousands of people died. There were villages and villages that were destroyed. So really, whether we are very educated, whether we are very rich, few years ago when there was that flash flood in Ganga, there was a cloud burst. Remember, there were millionaire homes on the bank of Ganga that were swept away. Did you see the footage? Big mansions, they were swept away in Ganga, in India. And these millions are just going. Now, right now, as we are talking, look at what is happening in California. There are $1 million homes that are getting burnt in the forest fire in California. Can our wealth save us? No. Can our physical strength save us? No. Will the forest fire leave our house alone because we are from a famous family? No. Just, I'm not saying look at the news, but if you just look at the news, it's everywhere. Right now, as we speak, in May 2022, there are wildfires, forest fires going on in California. It's very hot there. And there are $1 million homes, farmhouses that are getting burned down. Nothing can be done. What is the government saying? Evacuate, run away. There's nothing we can do. Forest fire. So the point is, Nitya Narasimha Prabhu, you raised your hand.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Even Parikshit Maharaj case also, even though he was a great king and the Lord himself was protecting, but still, like from the curse, he could not escape. Can we give that example, Prabhuji?
Not really, because Parikshit Maharaj, if he wanted, he could have counteracted that curse. The curse of a Brahman doesn't have to work on a devotee. There is an example in Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto where Vasishtha Muni, he is such a powerful rishi, he cursed somebody to become a Shudra. But that person, he took complete shelter of Krishna and he attained Krishna in that lifetime itself. And Vasishtha Muni's curse proved false. Anyone remembers the name of that prince? Prasiddha, Maharaj Prasiddha. He was not Maharaj, he was a prince. He was the heir to the king. Prasiddha, he was Kshatriya, he was a prince. And he was guarding the cows, and at night a tiger attacked. And by mistake, instead of killing the tiger with his sword, he killed a cow. So Vasishtha Muni got angry. It was dark, he could not see, it was a mistake. But he was cursed that you become a Shudra. But he took shelter of Krishna and he attained Krishna in that lifetime itself. And Shukdev Goswami says that, see, the curse. Prabhupada writes in the purport, the curse of a powerful Brahman like Vasishtha Muni also did not work on a devotee. So devotee can counteract. But these other examples are more appropriate, that how in this material world, these threefold miseries, tapatraya, they affect all of us. Parikshit Maharaj, if he wanted, he could have countercursed, he could have, Krishna could have protected him. It's not that Krishna cannot protect. Krishna could have protected. When Krishna wants to protect, he protects. Prahlad Maharaj could not be killed. When Krishna wants a devotee to return to Godhead quickly, spiritual world, then he does not protect, apparently, like Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu was the son of Subhadra Devi. Subhadra Devi is Yogmaya, Krishna's own nephew. Krishna's own nephew, Arjun's son. But Krishna apparently did not protect him. Why? Because Krishna wanted him to return to the spiritual world immediately. So Abhimanyu died at the age of 16. So not that Krishna cannot protect, but Krishna had different plan. Like that. Is that okay? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So Jagannath Mishra is saying, one may have a luxurious items for enjoyment in his house, yet by the arrangement of the Lord, he may be suffering from disease. Jara grihe achaye uttama upabhog. Someone may have uttam upabhog, luxury apartment, luxury house, all comforts and luxuries are there for enjoyment. Tare Krishna diyache na kona maharog. But if Krishna gives him a maharog, Krishna gives him a disease, he may have best upabhog, he will not be able to enjoy them. And I actually saw so many, I have seen over the years, seen so many examples. But I like to give one particular example because this was the first time I was seeing it so directly and so clearly. It had a very deep impact. As I was graduating from my residency program here, I was looking for jobs. So we usually take help of physician recruiters. The recruiters, they try to find jobs for us. So I was working with a particular recruiter and we became very friendly because practically every day we would speak about different jobs that are available. So I became quite close to her. And so she would discuss everything with me. And she said, you know, we really planned our life very nicely. This is actually my last month. I'm going to get you placed, Dr. Deshmukh, she told me. I'm going to get you placed in a job and then I'm going to retire. Because we have really lived a very conscientious life and we have really saved very nicely throughout our life. My husband was, you know, engineer and he saved quite well. I also saved quite well. And we have more than enough for our retirement. So we are really looking forward to retirement. And we have so many plans. We have like a bucket list that we want to go to Iceland. We want to go to Iceland. We want to go to New Zealand. You know, she had this so many things she wanted to do. She wanted to do Alaska. And they wanted to buy a vacation home. So she told me, we have got this bucket list we have to do. And she said, me and my husband have decided we want to together visit 100 countries that we have not visited. 100 countries we want to visit. That is our ambition. So she told me, Hare Krishna. One can say that I will do 100 Govardhan Parikramas before I die. That is so much better. But anyway, that was what she told me, I remember. And then while we were, you know, doing our job search in the last 1 month of my residency or so, she was very sad. One day I asked her what happened and she said, you know, my husband was diagnosed with cancer of the pancreas. And unfortunately, it's quite advanced. So we are going to try some chemotherapy. So they tried some palliative chemotherapy, but he was so weak. He suddenly got a lot of jaundice and couldn't keep food down, became very weak, started losing weight. He couldn't tolerate the chemotherapy. So then they decided that we'll go to, you know, take hospice. Hospice means just comfort care for patients who are expected to live for less than 6 months, which he was. So they decided to do hospice. So what he did was, there is a facility. So here in America, when we save money, that retirement account is called 401k. And we get it after the age of 60. After the age of 60, we can withdraw the money and use it for retirement. But we can withdraw it early if there is a life-threatening illness. So this husband of my recruiter, he was 55 years old. So he was not eligible to withdraw money from the 401k account, retirement account. But you can, if the doctor certifies that you are dying and you have only a few months to live, then without paying any penalty, you can withdraw. So he told his wife that you have enough in your retirement account. You can live. I have got less than 6 months. So let me withdraw all of my money, 401k money. It was hundreds and thousands of dollars. And let me just fulfill all my desires before I die. I want to travel with you. I want to live only in 5-star hotels. I want to be in a, you know, chauffeur driven limousine. I want to enjoy all that. So this recruiter was telling me that, you know, we have withdrawn all his money from his 401k and I just want to give him a great time. So the first vacation they booked was they went to Orlando. There's Disney World and so many things. So he always wanted to go there. So they booked a 5-star hotel. They went there to Orlando, both of them. And because it was probably their last vacation, they had everything planned out. So they had a rental car, chauffeur driven car, everything. They were living in a 5-star hotel. Everything was taken care of. All their meals were planned. Everything was, it was going to be a very expensive, fancy vacation because he just wanted to enjoy. So they landed in Orlando. I think 1 or 2 days they were able to enjoy. And then all their reservations, all their bookings, all their plans fell apart. They wanted to go to Key West. They wanted to do snorkeling and so many things they wanted to do. Everything went away because his jaundice got worse. He started vomiting, throwing up. They had to admit him. She had to admit him in a Orlando hospital. Call 911 and admit him to Orlando hospital. And he was there for around 10 days, sick. And he died in Orlando. So you see, we may have so many plans. We may have all the money at our disposal. But when the time comes, if we have a Maharog, we may have everything. That's what Sri Jagannath Mishra is saying. That Jara Grihe Achaya Uttama Upabhog. He has a loving wife. He has money. He has all the plans. Everything is there. The weather was good. Not that it was raining and they couldn't go. No, everything was good. Everything was anukul. But Tare Krishna Diyache Na Kona Maharog. If in the body a Maharog develops, what can we do? If there's a cancer, we don't know. Right now, cancer might be growing in our body. Or some blood vessel in the heart is closing off, giving a heart attack. Or a blood vessel in the brain is narrowing down, going to give us a stroke. We don't know what is going to happen. So therefore, we have to be very humble and grounded. Now, I was supposed to cover till verse number 150, but it's already 15 minutes late. So I think I'll stop here. Prithvi Vilas Madri, please forgive me for the confusion, but I'll stop at 139, maybe from 140. The next speaker can continue.
Definitely. Thank you,
Mataji. Hare Krishna. Srimad Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. Was given all the translations in Prabhupada Thakur. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You have time for questions?
I have time.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Very amazing class, as always. Hare Krishna.
That was me. Thank you for all the nice answers.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Nice class.
Thank you,
Mataji. Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very, what do you say, awakening and, you know, scary class. I'm sorry to use that word. But yeah, we need to be awakened. Only when we hear classes like that, that's what, you know, we come back to the senses. I have two questions, Prabhu. One is like, when you said that Radharani sends our Guru Maharaj's to, you know, appoint the maid servant. I was thinking about Nikunjo Yono Ratikeli Siddhar. That, you know, and would you please elaborate a little so that it helps me meditate when I do the Guru Ashtaka Prabhu? Will you speak a little bit about on that? And I have one more question after that.
Hare Krishna. Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he would say that Gurudev is in the line.
One moment, Prabhu. Somebody needs to be muted, please. I'm sorry. I'm okay. A lot of noise. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Please mute them, Prabhu.
It should be okay, Mataji. Please try now.
No, Prabhu needs to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay. I was looking for a verse actually. So yeah. Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he would say that we have to recognize our inheritance. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna who in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Ras Panchadhyayi, he says, Na Parayeham. He tells the gopis, specifically to Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna says, that Na Parayeham. I cannot reciprocate with your devotional service. I cannot. Although it is my pratigya, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyam, that as devotees approach me, I will reciprocate with them. But your devotion is so great, O Srimati Radharani, O dear gopis, that it is impossible. I cannot repay you. Even if I keep trying for the lifetime of Lord Brahma, I cannot repay you for the devotion that you have rendered to me. Therefore, let your pure devotional service itself be the reward for your devotional service. Because there is nothing I can do. I cannot adequately reciprocate with your devotion, Krishna told the gopis. And therefore, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Pratigya Bhanga Haila Gopi Re Bhajane. This pratigya of Krishna, that ye athamam prapadyante tam satayo bhajamyam, bhanga hoila. Pratigya bhanga hoila gopi re bhajane. By the bhajan of the gopis, by the devotion of the gopis, Krishna's pratigya to reciprocate proved false. And Krishna accepted defeat. Na parayeham nirvadya samyutam. I cannot reciprocate. He accepted defeat. Krishna accepted defeat. Ajit Krishna, who cannot be defeated, became parajit. Ajit became parajit. Krishna became defeated, was defeated by the love of the gopis. But when Krishna said, I cannot pay you back, I cannot reciprocate with your devotion, Srimati Radharani, who is very, very innocent, Bholi Sarkar, Srimati Radharani, Bholi Kishori. She's very, very innocent. Very innocent. Radharani is very innocent. She felt very bad that my Shyam Sundar is feeling like this, that he could not reciprocate with my love. I don't love him because I want reciprocation. Ashlishavapadaratam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva. Shri Jagannath Mishra does not want Nimai to study. Because if Nimai studies, he will follow in the footsteps of his elder brother Shri Vishwarup. He will also take sannyas, understanding this material world to be temporary. Then I will not be able to see my Nimai. Jagannath Mishra saying, I will not be able to see Nimai. And if I don't see him, I cannot live. Therefore, I will not let him study. I will not let him go to school. Because for a devotee, separation from Krishna, viraha from Krishna is most painful. Most painful. Mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakra bhramatasva karma bhi asakta chittasya nanatha bhuyat. A devotee always wants to be in the association of the devotees of Krishna. Why? Because it is the devotees of Krishna who always remind us of Krishna, who is Uttama Shloka. Devotees will keep telling us different pastimes, different shlokas, which will remind us of Krishna. Therefore, mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam. I want to have friendship, sakhyam, with uttama shloka jana. Otherwise, I don't want anything. Na naka prishtham, na chapaaryamishtham, na sarvabhavamam, na rasadhipatyam, na yoga siddhir apunar bhavam va samanya satvay viraha yakangshe. Viraha. I don't want viraha from Krishna. A devotee is very afraid of separation from Krishna. Why is a devotee afraid of Vaishnava Prad? Not because it will destroy our bhakti. That is a very superficial fear. That is a very superficial and weak motivation for not offending devotees. I will not commit Vaishnava Prad because it will destroy my bhajan. That is very superficial and insubstantial reason to be afraid of offending Vaishnavas. We should be afraid of offending Vaishnavas. Srimati Ladini Devi, the illustrious disciple of Srila Prabhupada, in one of her last letters that she wrote to Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, she writes, there are bombs exploding all around in Liberia. Every day around me, around 300 to 400 people are innocent civilians are murdered in the political coup. The United States has sent their big, huge military ships to evacuate all US citizens. And Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj wrote to Ladini Mataji that immediately evacuate. Take help of those ships and evacuate. But Srimati Ladini Devi, she wrote to Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj that there are so many devotees here who we have preached to. They have become devotees. Now they are chanting Hare Krishna. They are putting on Vaishnava Tilak. They are wearing Kanthi Mala. They have become vegetarians. They are engaged in the service of Jagannath. How can I just leave them? How can I leave them? I cannot leave them. I feel that if I leave them, I will be letting them down. I am not afraid of death, she wrote. I am not afraid of death. The only thing I am afraid of, I am scared of, is to offend the devotees. Same realization Maharaj Rahugana had when he's speaking to Jadabharat Maharaj. I offer unlimited obeisances to all the avadhuts like you who are walking. I don't even know that they are devotees, but they are devotees. My obeisances to them. I don't want to offend them. Kings, royal kings like me are very expert in offending avadhuts and sadhus like you. A pure devotee is only afraid of one thing, and that is committing Vaishnava aparadh. But why? Why is a devotee afraid of committing Vaishnava aparadh? The reason is, not because it will destroy one's bhakti. But a pure devotee is afraid to commit Vaishnava aparadh because it will displease Radha and Krishna. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj says, when you commit aparadh, we become Radha Shunya. Aparadh is opposite of Radha. It displeases Srimati Radharani when we offend the devotees. And that's why a devotee is scared to commit Vaishnava aparadh. It will displease Radha and Krishna. We will become Radha Shunya. Aparad. So a devotee does not want separation from Krishna. A devotee does not want separation from Krishna. Therefore, Kunti Maharani is praying to Krishna, please stay with us. She knows that Vasudeva Maharaj and Devaki are dying in separation from Krishna in Dwarka. Rukmini, Satyabhama, Adi, they are dying in separation from Krishna in Dwarka. Kunti Maharani knows. Vasudeva Maharaj is her brother. She knows. But still she is saying to Krishna, Krishna, don't go. Please stay some more time. Pleading. Why? Because a devotee is helpless, helplessly in love with Krishna. Cannot bear separation from Krishna. Everything else is tolerable. Why Ramananda Rai says that the greatest pain in this world is separation from devotees? Because devotees always keep us in Krishna consciousness. Devotees always keep us reminded of Krishna. Therefore, separation from devotees means separation from Krishna. Therefore, it is the greatest pain in this world. So, a devotee does not want separation. Kunti Maharani is going in ecstasy. She is telling Krishna, Krishna, cut off my family ties. Cut off my bonds of love to Yudhishthir and Arjun. Cut, cut. Yudhishthir and Arjun, they are Mahajans. They are pure devotees. They are Mahabhagavats. Why you want to cut off your attachment to pure devotee sons like your Pancha Pandavas? Because I consider them to be my sons. I don't consider them to be just devotees, but my sons. Therefore, cut off my family ties, Krishna. I only want you. Let calamities come. I just want you. Because with calamities, you will always be there with me. But now that everything is fine, you are going away. No, let those calamities come again. I want you. I want you. I want you. Similarly in Dwarka. Similarly in Vrindavan. Not similarly in Vrindavan. More so in Vrindavan. Much more so. In Vrindavan. So much viraha. So a devotee does not want separation from Krishna. But Radharani, Srimati Radharani is praying ఆశ్లిష్యవాదరతాం పినష్టు మాం అదర్శనాన్ మరమహతాం కరోతు వా అదర్శన. ఈవన్ అదర్శన్ ఇస్ ఓకే. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు నిగ్లెక్ట్ మీ, గో అవే ఫ్రమ్ మీ, నాట్ గివ్ మీ యువర్ దర్శన్, ఇట్స్ ఓకే కృష్ణ. యూ కెన్ డూ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ వాంట్ విత్ మీ, బట్ ఐఎమ్ యువర్స్. యూ కెన్ ట్రీట్ మీ ద వే యూ వాంట్. యూ కెన్ ఎంబ్రేస్ మీ, యూ కెన్ యాజ్ ఐ ఎంబ్రేస్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, యూ కెన్ క్రష్ మీ అండర్ దోస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. You can be a lampata, you can go with other gopis, you can go with Chandravali, you can neglect me, you can ignore me, you can do whatever you want, Krishna. Mat prananathastu saeva napara. But you will always be my prananath. You will always be my ghansham and I will always be your chatak. That is the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, in the fourth chapter of the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is saying, I must take on the mood of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani felt so bad that Krishna is saying, Na paarayeham, I cannot reciprocate. Pratigya bhanga huila, my promise is broken. Radharani is feeling very bad for Krishna. Oh, Krishna is feeling bad, he cannot reciprocate. I will help Krishna reciprocate. He feels he cannot reciprocate. I will help him reciprocate. So therefore, Srimati Radharani gave her love to Krishna. Gave her bhav, her mahabhav to Krishna. Radha bhava dyuti suvalitam naumi Krishna swarupam. Oh, but if he takes my bhav, he will fall on the ground in ecstasy. He will laugh, he will cry, he will fall on the ground. He will get hurt. So let me cover him with my own body. So Radharani also gave her complexion, her duty. Radha bhava duty. Radha bhava and Radha duty. Radharani's heart, Radharani's love, and Radharani's complexion she gave to Krishna. Naomi Krishna Swarupam. And he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Krishna who said, Na paarayeham nirvadya samyujam, he has come as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, he has come. And Radharani has given him two aspects of her. She gave her own love, everything that she had. And she gave her own complexion. And Krishna, Shamsundar Krishna, came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With the purpose of trying to reciprocate with Sri Radha's love. How? By becoming Acharya. By becoming Acharya and recruiting many Jivas from this world who will go and serve Sri Radha. Krishna has become that recruiter for Srimati Radharani in a humble attempt to try to reciprocate with her love. Oh Radharani, your love is so great. I cannot reciprocate in any way. Therefore, let me assist you by giving you many, many sakhis and manjaris to expand your service to me even more. I will give you servants, Radharani, to assist you. And therefore, that Shamsundar Krishna who said, Na paarayeham, has become our Acharya. He has become Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Acharya, our Sampradaya Acharya. And he, through Rup Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, through Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, through Srila Narottam Das Thakur, through Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he has given us this transcendental literature, this transcendental bhajan kriya, this process of devotion, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which will give us Radha Dasyam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is a movement of Radha Dasyam. Tavayevasmi, na jivami tvayabina. Iti vidnyaya radhe tvam. Nayanan padhantikam. O Radharani, please know that I cannot live without you. O Radharani, I cannot live without you. O Radharani, I cannot live without you. I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. Tavayav asmi, tavayav asmi. Na jivami tvaya bina. Iti vidnyaya radhetva. Nayanan charanantikam. Please bring me near your charan kamal. Give me place, give me service at your lotus feet. Mayam atma pada padma dasya dastu radhika. O Radharani, give me service to your lotus feet. This Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us through Rupa Raghunath Goswamis and Kaviraj Goswami. That's why Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti Tabe Ama Bhuja Bose Yugala Piriti. We can understand the loving relationship of Radha and Krishna only by reading the literatures of Rupa Raghunath Goswami. Rupa Raghunatha Pad. The Pad that they have written. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. Our portion. We are talking about portion today. Portion. Our nourishment, our portion should come from Rupa Raghunatha Pad. From the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunatha and from their literatures that they have written. Pad means both. Rupa Raghunatha Pade. Rahumora Ash. Prarthana karo sada, ei adhamadas, Narottamadas is saying, and we can say, ei adhamadas. What does Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami write after every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Rupa Raghunatha Pade, hai jara ash, Chaitanya Charitamrita kahe, Chaitanya Charitamrita kahe Krishnadas. Rupa Raghunatha Pade. Aujar Ash, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishnadas. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to recruit maid servants for Srimati Radharani. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojan Acharya. And he is writing, Tavayav Asmi, Na Jivami Tvayabina. In Vilap Kusumanjali. So this has to be taken very seriously. Our sampradaya is not a sampradaya of going back to Godhead. Why? Going back to what are we going to do there? Whether we go back to Godhead or not, that is up to Krishna. Mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad bhaktir ahetuki tvai. Ahetuki bhakti. Whether I am in this world or I am in any world, it doesn't matter. But mahiyam atma pada padma dasya dastu shri radhika. Radha Dasya. In this way, all our Guru Varga, who are followers of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada could have given us any Mangalarti. There are many Mangalartis. In fact, in the Gaudiya Math, they don't sing this Mangalarti that we sing. Srila Prabhupada could have given us any Mangalarti. Mangalarti is the first Arti of the day. And Srila Prabhupada gave us the aarti written by the great Vraj Rasikacharya, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who spoke so much about Adi Ras, Shringar Ras, Madhurya Ras, and gave us this Guru Ashtakam of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as our Mangala aarti, which everybody has to chant every day, everybody has to attend. And in that, there are out of 8 verses, there are 2 verses that speak about Yugal Upasana, the 5th and the 6th verse, right in the middle, like a sandwich. They are there. It begins with Mahaprabhur Kirtana Hritya Gita. Yes. Begins with Harinam Sankirtan. Begins with Guru Kripa. Begins with Mahaprabhu's Prem Nam Sankirtan movement. There is deity worship. There is prasadam distribution. Harinam is there. Mahaprabhu, Kirtana, Nritya Gita, all that is there. Then it comes to Radha Krishna Upasana. Shri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela. Not Dasya Leela, Vatsalya Leela, Sakhya Leela. Srila Prabhupada, very specific. There are songs about Sakhya Leela also, Vatsalya Leela also. Dasya Leela also. Srila Prabhupada is very specific. Very specific. Srila Prabhupada is an eternal associate of Sri Rupa Manjari. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada lived next to the Samadhi Mandir and the Bhajana Kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami in Seva Kunj, where the Ras Lila takes place everywhere. So Srila Prabhupada is an eternal associate, confidential associate of Sri Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari is the leader of all the Manjaris. So Srila Prabhupada took shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami. Everybody knows this. It cannot be refuted. It's a known fact. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, that this Krishna consciousness, he begins Nectar of Instruction by saying this Krishna consciousness movement is conducted under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Rupa Manjari. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at the time of his departure, the last bhajan he wants to hear from Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj is Shri Rupa Manjari Pada. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada. Se Mora Sampada. See where the heart of our acharyas is. Yes, Srila Prabhupada spoke against the Darwin's theory, moon landing, and Prabhupada said life comes from life and break the teeth of Mayavadis. Yes. External. This is all external. Srila Prabhupada's heart is not there. Srila Prabhupada's heart is Nikunjayo Nurati Keli Siddhi Yayali Bhir Yukti Rapikshaniya Tatra Didaksha Dati Vallabhasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Srila Prabhupada's heart is here. But what to do? We are so unqualified. We are at such a spiritually low level that Srila Prabhupada had to spend all his time talking about these things. Life comes from life. Darwin's theory. Darwin's grandfather might have been an ape. My grandfather was not an ape. Four regulative principles. The ecstasy of Krishna consciousness is like an ocean of LSD. Who is Prabhupada talking to? These hippies. Even we Indians, so uncultured. Prabhupada's audience were like that. As an acharya, Srila Prabhupada spoke time, place and circumstances. But if we study Srila Prabhupada's books carefully, the message is unequivocal. Srila Prabhupada ultimately gave us Radha Madhav. Srila Prabhupada gave us Radha Ras Bihari. Srila Prabhupada gave us Radha Shyam Sundar. In Brooklyn, Radha Govinda Dev. Srila Prabhupada gave. His own deity is in Kolkata, Radha Govinda. Srila Prabhupada is very clear, very clear. Srila Prabhupada is in the line of the Manjaris, headed by Sri Rupa Manjari. And all our acharyas. Srila Narottam Das Thakur is Champaka Manjari. All our acharyas. Saraswati Thakur is Nayana Mani Manjari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari. So there is no room for any doubt. It is Manjari Upasana. And this whole Manjari Upasana has been given to us by our Shyam Sundar, who wants to reciprocate with Srimati Radharani's purest love. Purest love. To relieve Krishna for one moment of his headache, Srimati Radharani is willing to suffer in hell for eternity. Eternity. Take my dust. Take my dust. Take this Charana Renu. Radhikar Charana Renu. There was Sanatan Goswami singing and Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj sang this bhajan so beautifully. Radhikashta Kambai, Srila Sanatan Goswami in Bengali. Very beautiful. Radhika Charana Renu. Radhika, Radharani wants to give Charan Renu and put it on Shyam Sundar's head. Take it, take it, take it. Oh, you'll go to hell. Yes, okay. Krishna is seeing devotees all over the world who are saying Putra Dehi, Dhanam Dehi, Visa Dehi, Green Card Dehi, Ghar Dehi, Ye Dehi, Wo Dehi, give me this, give me that. And then there is Radharani who is saying, Krishna, take my dust. And to relieve you for one nimesh, one fraction of a second of headache to relieve you, I am willing to suffer eternally in hell. O Shyam Sundar. Ashlishyava Padartha. Where is such love? Krishna is purchased by such love. Pratigya bhanga hoile gopire bhajane. What is this? This is Uttama Bhakti. Anya Abhilashita Shunya. Krishna is completely purchased. So how to reciprocate? Radharani takes great pleasure in serving me. Therefore, I will give Radharani more maid servants so that Radharani's service can be expanded. And that is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That is the Gaudiya Math. That is the family of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That is the family of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And that is the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Radha Dasyam, Sarva Sadhu Kahe. Tila Matra Radha Dasyam, Sarva Siddhi Haye. Radha Dasyam. This is the ultimate teaching of our Prayojanacharya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And a sincere devotee will take notice of this. Pay heed to this. All our acharyas are like that. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj was like that. Srila Padayendra Prabhu was like that. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. Last thing he was hearing was the Gopi Geet and the devotees from Barsana. Madan Mohan Prabhu and other devotees from Man Mandir Barsana singing Vraj Rasiya songs. He was crying and wailing in ecstasy. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami, crying. I could not go to Vrindavan Dham, but Srimati Radharani has sent her own sakhis to me. In this place near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. As I am preparing to, like Bhishma Dev, he was thinking, as I am preparing to go, Radharani has sent her Barsanavasis for me. That was what Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was hearing. For 1 hour they were doing kirtan and he was just crying. He was wailing in ecstasy. Ah! As Madan Mohan Baba was in his beautiful sweet voice, he was singing songs of Srimati Radharani, songs about Vrindavan Dham. So it's very clear, my dear friends. Everything Srila Prabhupada, never think why Srila Prabhupada gave Narasimha Arati. Sometimes foolish devotees ask questions like this. Why Prabhupada gave Narasimha Arati? That is a Vaikuntha Bhav. Fools, you have not read the Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrit. Both the verses of Narasimha Arati, Namaste Narasimhaya, Itho Narasimha, Parto Narasimha, it's from the Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrit. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sung them in his Antilila. Are we more Vrajrasik than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We observe Narasimha Chaturdashi for one day. In Vrindavan, they observed for 5 days. Digest that. Yes, it is from Narasimha Puran, those verses. Yes. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Aswadan, he has tasted those verses in the Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Tavakara Kamalavare is from Srila Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govind. Is there anything higher than that? No. Srila Prabhupada never gave us anything other than pure Vraj Bhakti. And even in Vraj Bhakti, Shringar Ras, Adi Ras, Madhurya Ras. That is what Srila Prabhupada has given. But being an expert Acharya, he has given us based on time, place and circumstances. But still, sometimes foolish people say, Prabhupada gave basics. Prabhupada didn't give enough Ras. You are not qualified for enough Ras. That's why you don't see. So it is not like that. One has to understand what is our Guru Parampara, what is our Dayabhak, what is our rightful inheritance. And we should have the highest regard for that and take Krishna consciousness very seriously. And we should always look at our Gurudev as Radha Priya Sakhi. Radha Priya Sakhi. This is the verdict of Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. Is that okay, Mataji? Hare Krishna. I don't know what yes, I spoke.
Yeah, I'm so glad I asked that question, though I took so much of your time, Prabhu.
but you give so much of nectar. It was like another add-on to the class itself. So I had a follow-up, but I don't think I should ask Prabhu. That will take another some more time of yours. Maybe next class I will ask, because that will be still relevant. Maybe next person is there if you still have time, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Very grateful. Beautiful.
Thank you, Madhuri. Sorry for the long answer. Hare Krishna.
No, we are glad, Prabhu. We are very blessed by the long answer.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Nitya, Nishinya, Prabhuji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much for such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. In fact, my some half of the answer you already answered in this question, Prabhu, but still I have some doubt. Like you said that spiritual master is being sent by Radharani to material world to take maid servants to Goloka. And some of the senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada are challenged by health. So in such case, why Radharani not give good health so that many more maid servants shall go back to Krishna? That is the question, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Shripad Madhavendra Puri, who is the Param Guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was invalid in his last days. He didn't have control over his stool and urine. He was bedbound, bedridden, and he used to pass stool and urine in bed. Srila Sanatan Goswami, he was afflicted with very bad skin disease, suffered for almost 1 year. There was pus, blood, foul smell oozing from his body. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami was reduced to skin and bones. He gave up eating. He couldn't live in separation from Mahaprabhu and from Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. When Mahaprabhu left this world, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami gave up eating. He would just drink some buttermilk. When Srila Sanatan Goswami departed from this world, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was so heartbroken that he started drinking buttermilk every other day. And when Srila Rupa Goswami left this world, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami would only drink buttermilk every third or fourth day. That also, many times he would just forget. He was reduced to skin and bones. Sometimes he would meditate on the Nitya Leela, where Radharani is giving her Uchishtha, her Adharamrit, sweet rice, to Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi is giving it to Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari is giving it to Das Goswami, who is Rati Manjari. And by eating that, he gets severe stomach pain, cramps. Externally, he is suffering so much. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I am invalid, my joints are aching, my hands are trembling, I have almost become blind because of cataract. So all these acharyas, apparently they are suffering so much. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to Vrindavan, could not even do Vrindavan Dham Parikrama because he had severe attack of rheumatism in his knees, severe joint pain. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, at a relatively young age, he suffered health problems and left this world. And we all know our Srila Prabhupada. The Antya Leela of our Srila Prabhupada, how the last 1 year was so difficult for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, they left all their services to serve Srila Prabhupada. All this, Narasimha Prabhu, all this we must understand without any doubt to be Leela. To be Leela. And this Leela takes place so that hard-hearted sadhaks like us, like me, will cry. Otherwise, our hearts are so hard and so dry that there is no shower of tears in the dry desert of our hearts. There is no rain shower of tears. Because we don't have any feelings for Radha and Krishna. We don't have any feelings for Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. But when we see our maintainer, our protector, our guide, Sri Guru, going through all these apparently material sufferings, our heart melts. And we get engaged in Vaishnava Seva. And that becomes the cause of our liberation. That becomes the cause of us receiving divine mercy. As far as the great devotees are concerned, who may apparently have health problems, Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj suddenly got what the doctors felt was a heart attack. Shripada Indra Prabhu, he was burnt to death. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj also had prostate cancer in his last months, then had an accident, road accident, and disappeared from our vision. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj suffered for months and months and months, had to have his leg amputated. He had so much pain. God knows how many bullets were pumped into the tender body of our dear Ladini Mataji. So yes, devotees suffer in this world, just like other people. Because that's how this world is. And a devotee never wants, never prays to Krishna to change it for him or her. Devotee doesn't pray like that. If devotees did not suffer from any health problem, please listen carefully. If devotees did not suffer from any health problems because they are chanting 16 rounds, they are following four regular principles, they are attending Mangal Arati, they are hearing satsang. So from today, no devotee will have any health problem. The whole world will become a devotee. Isn't it? If published in a scientific journal, New England Journal of Medicine, how to prevent COVID, how to prevent cancer? Oh, very simple. Just chant 16 rounds. Nobody will ever get any cancer. Nobody will get heart attack. Nobody will get stroke. Nobody will get paralysis. Nobody will suffer. Nobody will get pneumonia. Just chant 16 rounds. It will get published. We can do a trial. We can prove it that yes, we are chanting 16 rounds. Nobody gets any health problem. The whole world will become a devotee. Whole world will become a devotee. Really. But will anybody become a pure devotee? No. It will be karma mishra bhakti. It will be karma mishra bhakti. Will Radharani get even one manjari maid servant from that? Krishna consciousness is not about quantity. It is about quality. We will be tested. This was the last instruction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. In this world, we are put to test. The first instruction was, in this world, we are put to test. Only those devotees who attend a satsang and sankirtan will survive. So we will be put to test. We will get these challenges. We will get heart attacks, strokes, paralysis, cancer. Krishna wants to see. Are you going to leave me now? So easy to leave Krishna. So much I have done for you, Krishna. And still you gave me kidney failure. I am on dialysis now. I will not chant. Srila Haridas Thakur was old. His body was not supporting. He wanted to chant 192 rounds, 3 lakh names. But his body was not supporting. That's why he couldn't chant. So he gave up eating. I will not eat. Haridas Thakur did not say, Krishna, with this body, I am doing so much Naam Bhajan. Why you cannot give me a fit body? Come on. Now I will not chant because my body is not fit. No. He said, I will not eat, but I will chant. This is a pure devotee. So when we get rewarded for our devotional service, the encouragement that we get in our devotional service is karma mishra bhakti. It is not uttama bhakti. It is not pure bhakti. Pure bhakti is jnana karma di anavratam. It is not covered over by karma and jnana. But if we are getting rewarded, we are getting good health for doing bhajan, then everybody will do bhajan and that will be karma mishra bhakti. But to be recruited by Srimati Radharani, to get entrance into the Nikunja Seva, has to be uttama bhakti, pure bhakti. And for that, we have to go through tests and try. And this is the test. That you see the senior devotees suffer, and this will happen to you also. Srila Prabhupada told in his last days, don't think this is not going to happen to you. And we saw what happened to His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu. Did we not see? We have seen what happened. How many prayers, Narsingh Bhagwan's darshan? Apparently nothing worked. He left. How many extra rounds, how many prayers for Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj? Can Krishna not cure COVID? So many people are cured of COVID. Why His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu and Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj apparently were not cured? This is Krishna's Leela. Krishna wants to see, are you going to leave me now? Are you going to lose your faith in me? Krishna will test us, my dear friends. And we should take this as Krishna's test. And we should only increase our faith in Krishna. Krishna, you know best. Otherwise, how will we understand the meaning of Ashlishava Padaratam Pinashtuma? How will we understand the meaning of Srila Prabhupada's prayer? Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Semate. Kashthera Putaliyata, Nachao, Semate. Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Semate. How will we understand? The only way to understand is to go through these motions of suffering. And still, our faith in Krishna, our bhajan should get stronger and stronger. That is the kasauti. That is the test that we have to go through. Therefore, this is a path for the brave hearts. For the brave hearts, not for the those who are after bhukti and mukti. They will be filtered out. At the most, they will go to Vaikuntha, but they will not get entrance into Golok Vrindavan, and definitely not into the Nikunja Seva. This is for those people who want to give the dust of their feet on Krishna's head. I will go to hell, but my Krishna should be comfortable. Therefore, a devotee will taste the bhoga before offering Krishna and Radharani. Little bit, one spoon. Make sure it is tasty. Then I will offer. Oh, but there will be offense. Okay, I will take the offense. But I cannot offer food to Radha and Krishna which has got less salt or too much salt. I cannot. The temperature should be right. The taste, flavor should be right. Only then I will offer. So a devotee will always taste before offering to Krishna. But what is the vidhi? Tie a cloth around your mouth when you cook. Don't touch, don't taste. When you offer it, cover it with a cloth so nobody can see it. As it is offered, it should be pure. Yes, that is there. That is Vaidhi Bhakti. But in Bhava Bhakti, no. I will always taste. I will never offer Radha and Krishna something that is not tasty. So this is a path of love, Prabhuji. Is that okay? Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare
Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. I'm sorry, I might get banned from Bhakti Sangha. It's already 2 hours now. So we'll stop here. And maybe next time we can take more comments or questions. Kaumatagi Mataji, we can stop. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol, Prabhuji. Very, very nice, inspiring class, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Amazing class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Such a wonderful class.
Thank you. Radhe Radhe. Dandavat Pranam.
Radhe Radhe.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Mataji, you're on mute. Kamal ki Mataji.
Vansha kalpatam kyesha vibhasindu devacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnava namo namah. Anant koti vaishnavindu ki jai. Ramachari Shraidhas Thakur ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Adi Gadadhara Das Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, all the devotees.